Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Can't we have anything that doesn't have political implications in this country? Just anything at all?
That ain't much.
Apparently, no, you know, President Trump was set to pardon these turkeys.
Oh,
you know,
no.
That happens every year,
yeah,
where the president pardons the
Since
turkeys.
Since the 1940s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now they're saying that the only reason he's doing it is because they're involved in some kind of new crypto thing involving poultry.
Who is?
Well, they. You know who they are.
Oh.
Yeah. Bitbird is the name of it.
Oh.
And they think that apparently the only reason turkeys are being pardoned is because they have an interest in Bitbird and somehow the president benefited from this, so.
All right. Well, it started with many, many presidents before him. I think it's silly. I mean, that we're all going to, I mean, U.S. is anything that's not political.
I think it's silly that there would be a crypto involving poultry.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. I don't know anything about crypto, to be honest.
Well, but you don't,
I do know that some 90% of Americans will eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing we can't agree on. Apparently, the vast majority of Americans all agree on turkey on Thanksgiving.
Bitbird was the name of it.
Bitbird,
yeah. We'll take a break. Come back. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
64 degrees right now in the area, going up to 80 today, 80 tomorrow. A chance for showers, 50% chance for showers tomorrow. Then Wednesday, it cools off. Highs of 70 on Wednesday. Then for Thanksgiving, lows in the 40s, highs of 62. Same thing for Friday, really. Then warming Saturday and through the weekend. Chance for showers on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as we start December. Let's talk with Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the data center, about how many immigrants live in the New Orleans area. Coleman bringing us back with the immigrant song from Led Zeppelin. I caught what you did, buddy. Nice job, Chris Coleman, manning master control today. So tell me, Allison Plyer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about the data center and what it is that you all keep track of.
Oh, sure. A lot of folks know the data center. We have been tracking the demographics of the New Orleans area before and after Katrina, looking at changes over time. We also look at changes in the economy, et cetera. So we cover a lot of, you know, kind of overview data that helps everybody understand the situation in the metro area.
So Katrina was 05. That takes us through to 2015, and here we are in 2025. Give me some snapshots of what it looked like in those three times.
Yeah, well, I can certainly talk about pre-Katrina now in terms of Latinos, which is going to be, you know, the largest group of immigrants in our region. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, many were born here, right? The city and the area has a long history of connection with Honduras and Latinos who've been born here. But in short, there are about 135,000 Hispanic folks in the metro area. And that's up from about 54,000 before Katrina. So you've got, you know, almost triple the number of Latinos in the metro area. That's particularly in Jefferson Parish. And I'm sure lots of folks know that. There's about 86,000 Latinos in Jefferson Parish, which is more than double what it was pre-Katrina.
Any reason why particularly Jefferson Parish?
You know, we know that a lot of folks came to help with rebuilding, right? Debris removal, roofing, et cetera. And of course, the rebuilding of the area went on for so long that folks ended up settling here, right? They might have come as single men, unattached, young workers, and then, you know, when they got into their 30s and whatnot, decided, you know, they wanted to settle down. So, why Jefferson Parish? Jefferson, you know, had a larger concentration of Latinos pre-Katrina. It's not uncommon for Latinos to actually settle in those what are called the inner ring suburbs of metro areas, because there you have kind of what is naturally affordable housing, you know, housing that was built in the 50s and 60s and has become, a little bit older and therefore is kind of affordable without any kind of subsidies. So a lot of Latinos across the country have settled in inner ring suburbs where they can better afford the housing.
Do you guys separate legal from illegal or not?
Well, so, you know, it's very hard to figure out, you know, what the unauthorized population is of any area. There is an organization called the Migration Policy Institute that does some estimates. That's all they can do. And they're estimating that there's about 46,000 what they call unauthorized population in the New Orleans metro area.
Out of the 135.
Yeah, it would be probably a little bit more than that out of the 135. Once you add in some Asian folks and others, there's probably more than 135,000 immigrants.
When you say
in the area.
Latino, primarily from where? Or is there
primarily? In our case, yeah. No, we have a very strong Honduran population, as I mentioned. The banana trade started in New Orleans and was connected to Honduras, and there's a long history there. And so lots of Honduran folks settled in the area, and that, of course, meant that they have family connections, and that draws more folks over time from that country. So Honduras is the primary area people come from, and also other parts of Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala, et cetera.
Let me, if I can, we have a little bit of a phone problem here. Let me take an early break, if I may, and we'll look at traffic with Courtney P., and then we'll come back and talk to Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the data center, about how many immigrants live in the New Orleans area and how has it changed in the 20 years since Katrina and what those folks have been doing. So if you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. One other question I have that I'll ask when we come back is, if you look at since Katrina, it's been 20 years, so I would think if people were here unauthorized, they have had children, and those children are American citizens. So we'll take a break on and figure all that out when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, rejoining Allison Plyer, chief demographer of the data center, talking about immigrants in the New Orleans area. How you doing, Allison? We back?
I'm doing well. Yep, we're
good.
Back.
Let's talk about what I was mentioning before with if 24 are in, if, let me get the numbers straight here, 46,000 are in here unlawfully, and 135,000, that's inclusive in that 135,046?
Yeah, that would be. That's good back of the envelope.
So about a third, maybe, would be close? About a third?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, but yeah.
But of that, if they've been here 20 years, chances are they may have had children, and if that's the case, I mean, you got kids that came here in 2005 that were kids. Maybe they came here unlawfully. They might still be in the country unlawfully, or and then had kids. And if they had kids, that means those are American citizens, right?
Right. That's right, yeah.
So how would you count those, or do you know what kind of numbers we're talking about?
Yeah, no, but, you know, it's so hard to know. And because, as I said, you know, just even the numbers of folks who are unauthorized is just an estimate, right? So, you know, there's some good national numbers about that there's 6 million children who live in a household with at least one parent who is unauthorized. But there's nothing like that, you know, for our you know, small geographic area. Nobody's done that kind of estimation. But, you know, you can figure that's the general trend, right? You know, you were very logical there. You know, folks who've been here 20 years, you know, they probably came as young men, many of them, some young women, right, over time. You know, they've had families, right? So they might even have grown children at this point. So there's going to be, yes, some what they call this sort of mixed status households, where you've got some folks who are unauthorized and then some folks who are citizens.
So what did they do when they came here? What led them to come here, and what have they been doing since they've been here?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they came, I think all of us saw how many Latinos came and helped with, you know, so much of the rebuilding, right? That was a huge draw. There was something even before Katrina phenomena called hurricane chasers, which were folks, mostly Latinos, came to the country and they would go from place to place, like mostly in Florida, to help rebuild. And those hurricanes were smaller. But because Katrina was so vast in the damage, folks came here and then were here for 10, 15 years with all the rebuilding work. So, yeah, they came mostly to rebuild. I mean, we do also know that there's a lot of folks who, you know, work in our hospitality industry now. We pulled together some data on that about, you know, among the hospitality jobs in the New Orleans metro, about 10 to 13% of the cooks and maids and housekeepers and bartender helpers and janitors are Latino. So, you know, and that's been a shift that wasn't that high a concentration before Katrina. So, yeah, folks have, you know, really settled here and do a lot of the lower paid kind of work in our metro area.
Because my initial question was, okay, so ICE is coming in, or Border Patrol, whoever they are, and they said they want to round up 5,000 people. If they do that, well, first of all, you want to make sure that you don't get anybody that's legal or an American citizen in that. If there are 46,000, then you would think that there are more than 5,000 that should be rounded up. But if that's the case, according to the Border Patrol logic, if that's the case, what's going to happen to, in other words, if these people are disappear, who's going to take the jobs, or what's going to happen? What effect is that going to have on the area?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, everybody's wondering about in general as ICE is rounding up folks. I mean, many times they're rounding them up in workplaces, right? While they're doing landscaping, or while they're doing, you know, they could grab them at a hotel, who knows? So, you know, how does that affect those businesses that depend on that lower wage labor? Yeah, I haven't seen those exact numbers anywhere else.
Well, you just said lower wage labor, and that makes me think that you got to watch what you ask for, because if people get what they want, and a lot of unlawful immigrants get rounded up, then that means their jobs could be taken by people that are not willing to work for as low of a price, and you could have work costing a lot more in your house, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a very, very good hypothesis that you just laid out, you know, that a lot of Americans, you know, we hear this all the time, Americans don't want those jobs. I think, you know, they're hard jobs, they're pay low wages, and immigrants who don't have good options in their own country, for them, this is a good option. But it's oftentimes not something very appealing to most Americans. So, yeah, so they would probably demand better wages, better safety protections, et cetera, which could cost more.
And somebody's got to do the work, right?
when somebody's got to do the work. Yeah, so it certainly could make home building that much more expensive, et cetera.
Okay. I was just wondering about all that. Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it. Any final thoughts from you?
No, I think you've got some good logic there. So, hope that the conversation is helpful.
All right, thank you. Allison Plyer, Chief Demographer at the Data Center. And I'm not saying that people should be here unlawfully. I'm just saying that there are causes and effects and actions and reactions. So don't be surprised if after a big roundup you wind up paying more for things at your home or whatever. We'll take a break and back talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thanks, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
I got Jason Williams coming in, so I don't want him to sit around while we do this top five results. So I'm going to give them to you early, okay?
Okay.
Top five things you should never, ever talk about at a Thanksgiving table, all right? Here
Ready.
We go.
Here we go.
Number five. Can you put this up, Coleman? Number five. Ex-spouse because they might get back together.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Sure.
Number four. Vaccines, conspiracy theories. Number three, somebody's weight or appearance. Probably not good to do that at all.
Yeah, don't tell someone they shouldn't
now go back
for
another help.
Keep
in mind, religion and politics are already on top of this, although this one, number two, immigration kind of borders on politics.
Ah, borders. I see what you did there.
Yeah, and then number one is interesting. Bragging about your vacation. Don't do
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are we? We're not supposed to talk about vacations, religion, politics, immigration, the ex. What are we supposed to talk about at Thanksgiving?
I would say
table?
None. Just keep your mouth shut and eat.
Everyone just watch each other eat.
Better yet, stay home.
Don't even.
No.
Don't even get together for Thanksgiving.
Just stay home and don't worry about anything.
Okay.
We'll take a break, come back, talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member here on WWL. Have a pot pie, a rotisserie chicken. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Council Member Eugene Green. Happy Thanksgiving, Council Member.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of your listeners, Tommy.
Do you host or do you go to somebody else's house?
I actually host because my family members, who some of whom are dispersed to Texas and they come into the city because it's also a big weekend. It's the Bayou Classic
right.
weekend. And so we kind of start Bayou Classic early. My sister, for example, earned her master's degree in social work from SUNO. My mother attended Southern, so we have connections. And so we enjoy it right here in the city, a whole long weekend.
Awesome. Let's talk about the budget. What have you gleaned from the budget hearing so far, and what is the budget likely to look like come December 1st?
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to be balanced. I want everybody to know that we have a special meeting, and we are required by law to have a balanced budget. We've identified certain revenue sources. I think that the public knows that the Sewage and Water Board agreed to pay $20 million of the $90-plus million that is owed. We've looked at other potential sources, some reserves that were held in place by certain organizations that we actually funded ourselves. There are a variety of revenue sources that have been looked at. And so at the end of the day, there'll be certainly some cuts that are needed. We're cutting out any vacant positions because they're included in the budget, even if they aren't filled. When you put in the budget at the beginning of the year, you budget $50,000 for a position. If it doesn't get filled, then that's an adjustment that you make at the end of the year. So now there's an expectation that those positions won't be filled. So that, again, frees up a budget item. So the most important thing I want the public to know is that we will have a budget come Monday, December the 1st, and we will be looking at our budgetary process more thoroughly throughout the entire year. We're going to be looking at every line item. If money is not supposed to be spent in a particular line item or if it's overspent, there's going to be a need to come back to the council to discuss it. We can't let things go on a system of basically trusting that the line items are being spent correctly.
Are these positions that were funded by FEMA that are no longer funded by FEMA, or are you also talking about positions that are going to have to go that are currently funded by the city and always have been funded by the city?
Some positions are going to be funded by the city. We don't really have positions that were funded by long-term positions funded by the federal government. It's always an understanding, you know. But certainly we've had some cutbacks in federal revenues that are making us look at certain programs and determining that those programs can't continue. But sometimes those programs are based on us funding with federal monies. And at the end of the day, we've got to make those changes too. But I want the public to know, and this is the most important thing. I was just at an event yesterday, 25,000 people in the night ward for the nine-time second line, Social Aid and Pleasure Club second line. And there were members of the police department there in significant numbers. There were EMS vehicles needed. If they were needed, they were going to act. The bottom line is that public safety is our top concern. We're not going to have cutbacks in the nature of employees, staff, in the areas of public safety, because it's just so important in our city, which is such an active city. So by the way, Tommy, last year we had some significant incidents at that nine-time Social Aid and Pleasure Club second line, which was very, very uncommon. At the end of the day, yesterday, 25,000 people somewhere in the night ward enjoying that parade, no incidents.
Tell me about your thoughts on Border Patrol coming in and so forth.
Well, the bottom line is that they're federally, not only funded, but according to laws. We just want there to be sensitivity. I mean, we send our police officers through 6 months of training, and they do on-the-job training. That includes working with people, understanding certain aspects of our city, yes, including the culture, a word which can't be really overemphasized enough. At the end of the day, they are operating now in Los Angeles and in Philadelphia and a lot of other places. We have special needs as a city. Communications is extremely important. We are providing resources to help people understand what their rights are and what the rules are. But we want to make sure that the federal government recognizes that this is different from National Guard's persons in vehicles parked at certain places in the French Quarter to protect tourists during special events. We're talking about a citywide and region-wide operation that involves people coming into the city who aren't familiar even sometimes with the neighborhoods and the streets. We're asking for the maximum amount of sensitivity and communications so that we can share information with members of the public so that everyone can be safe. These operations are going to continue. They've already started. And in fact, they were in place much before I think the media talked about it, because we had a ICE operation, for example, in Gentilly some time ago. So it was clear that there were agents in the city. A lot of publicity has been given to the fact that additional agents are coming for this operation that involves many more officers and an intent to make many more arrests. So the bottom line is that there has been communications with the New Orleans Police Department. Multiple agencies, federal, state, and local, have had communications. We're just asking for the maximum amount of sensitivity and for our citizens to recognize that there are sources that can give you information that can help you.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Councilmember Eugene Green, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 857, 3 till 9. Couple of minutes left with Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Councilmember, one question I had about these the immigration raids, and I think it's a fair one, is that they said, you know, the number that they're putting out there is 5,000 people. I don't know how they came around or came about 5,000 people. The Demographic Center told us this now. There might be 46,000 people that are here unlawfully. And I guess what I'm wondering is, what are they doing now, these people, and what happens if they disappear? Who does the jobs that they're doing? What does that mean locally?
Well, you brought up a new issue with me that I'm not familiar with. I'm just familiar with this Operation Swamp that involves potentially 5,000 arrests, but they're talking throughout the state of Louisiana. So when you talk about 46,000 people who are undocumented, I'm going to kind of leave that up to the federal authorities, because I don't have any numbers in that respect. I just have the numbers that we've been given, and sometimes we get it through the media. I just want to emphasize.
But I guess what I'm wondering is, and you're a smart man, that's why I wanted to pick your brain on this. Let's go with 5,000, all right? Well, are they sitting around right now, or are they working? If they're working right now, then what happens to the jobs that they're doing? And if the people that take those jobs then need more money, then do we all wind up paying more or having less done? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think that any economist would tell you, if you have a economy that does include some labor that is going to be replaced, is potentially going to be replaced at a higher level. The bottom line is that employers are required to do certain checks, and if they find out that certain things haven't worked out a certain way, then they've got to make adjustments. And sometimes that does involve labor that is at a higher cost. But the bottom line is that I want you to know that it's happened already. In Gentilly, there was a raid on the Water Gardens project taking place on Mirabeau, and there were 15 arrests there. Those same workers haven't returned. Additional workers are in place, and employers will make adjustments. I just want to focus on the safety aspect and the fact that our law enforcement community is well trained to address issues in our community. There must be a focus on safety and accountability for those who are conducting the operations.
Thank you, Councilmember. We'll talk to you again. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thanksgiving to you and to everyone who is listening right now. Have a great and happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to Jason Williams, District Attorney, when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.